You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Saturday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:20pm with Stuart Beasley, Rory Delaghi and James Millman in the studio. Big day to look forward to as well with Cambridgeshire Day at Newmarket. They also have a couple of Group 1s on that card and a Group 2 as well. There's also Chester, Haydock and Ripon on the level on Saturday afternoon. Market Race and Over Jumps and Chelmsford City in the evening. Plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Mr. Craig Forsyth. How are you, Craig?
I'm good, thanks, Mark. Looking forward to Cambridgeshire on Saturday. It's soon come round, so good action and some good two-year-old races to kick the card off.
Yes, a bit for the future and a big handicap as well. So real good stuff to look forward to there. Before we get stuck into it, though, let's just talk about a little bit of the news. The breaking news, as we record this, Craig, is we won't see Jeski this season. The horse has suffered an injury, a bit of heat in the joint, apparently, or something along those lines. And Jessica Harrington saying that they're not going to risk him, they're not going to run him all season. So a bit of a blow for... It was going to be one of the prominent ones in the world hurdle, by the looks of things.
I think he was favourite, Mark, in that market at the stage of proceedings. Yeah, you know, he's got quite a stout pedigree for a horse that had been mainly campaigned at 2 miles. And at the back end of last season, they decided to step him up in trip. He went to Aintree and won the Aintree hurdle over 2.5. And then a punches down, they went up another 0.5 miles to 3 miles. And he proved his stamina that day, beat Hurricane Fly on that occasion. And, you know, he looked well worth a campaign at that distance. But, you know, you never like to see the top-class horses injured. It's a recurring theme, unfortunately, in the National Hunt game, and I'm sure he'll just be the first of a few big names to miss out through injury. But hopefully he'll come back. He's still a relatively young horse. He's still only 7, turns 8 in January. So he still does have a future ahead of him. And it was interesting that, you know, they were going to go up and trip over hurdles rather than go on with a chasing career with him. And when he comes back, I would imagine it will still be very much the same plan. And I would imagine he'll remain a hurdler, overstaying trips though. So we wish him well. Hopefully he bounces back as good as we've seen him at Punchestown in April.
Hopefully so, yes. We'll keep an eye on that, obviously, as the jump season progresses. But before we get to that, there's still plenty more to come on the flat. And we've got some high-profile jockeys returning as well. Ryan Moore back in the saddle on Friday. Kieran Fallon's back in the UK as well. Good to see them both back, I suppose.
Yeah, Ryan Moore had one ride on Thursday to ease his way back in. I'm sure he's been doing plenty of riding out, and, you know, he needs no introduction really back, doesn't he, Ryan Moore? His riding will do the talking. There's absolutely no doubt about that. We expect him to be amongst the winners sooner rather than later. And it's great to have him back because he's a fantastic jockey. And Kieran Fallon, we haven't seen much of him on these shores this season, but he comes back. His first ride is on an Alan Swinbank horse at Haydock. So very much the veteran of the weighing room nowadays, Kieran. But good to have a character like him back as well.
It is. Anything else in the news caught your eye? What did you make of the first day at Newmarket, by the way, as well, while we're at it?
Yeah, I thought it was some real good racing, Mark. There was some close finishes on the first day and some good performances. The pick of them probably had to be Jim Bolger's 2-year-old, winning the Group 3 7 furlong race. Mm. Thought that was a real good performance. And, you know, 35 minutes later on the card, Flying Officer, a horse that has definitely had its problems. The big question was, could he string two performances together within the space of a couple of weeks? And he certainly did that yesterday, beating Angel Gabriel. It was a good performance. And let's not forget the chasing debut as well up at Perth of the highly rated Sirius Darius.
Yeah.
All didn't go according to plan there.
He doesn't look a natural chaser, does he?
We touched on it in the studio yesterday, Mark, and I haven't seen the horse in the flesh on two occasions. He isn't the most athletic-looking horse in the world, you know. And what I mean by that is when he gets in close to a fence, he isn't the type of horse to correct himself and put himself right. He's a type of horse that unfortunately is likely to take a fall, particularly on stiff courses. If he gets it wrong, you know, he's not going to get the landing gear out, and he's just a big old-fashioned chasing type. He's sure to come on for the run, and hopefully his jumping will improve. But there was a few occasions, you know, he didn't look a natural over fences. Hopefully it was just novice mistakes, and he does learn from it, and he does go forward from it. But the slight concerns whether he'll actually reach, you know, that very high level he achieved over hurdles, over fences.
Yeah.
Already in his career, and it wouldn't be the biggest surprise if he dropped back to hurdles. You know, he's a similar type of builder horse to Big Box.
Mm.
And you know, although everybody says in his early novice hurdle days, you know, what a smashing chaser he's going to make, didn't really enjoy that game, and look at the success he had back over hurdles. So, be interesting to see how his campaign develops from Perth, but he got his head in front over fences, and there's a lot to work on.
Okay. A few there to keep an eye on then from Craig. Let's get stuck into Saturday's action. A real good day to look forward to as well. We're going to preview four races on the card, and we'll get Craig's thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
All right, we're going to focus on Newmarket. We're going to look at the four big races on their card. We'll go through them in chronological order, starting in the 2 o'clock. And the 2 o'clock is the Royal Lodge Stakes, a Group 2 over a mile. It's for the two-year-olds. We do have betting on site as well. And the market is headed by Deauville, who's even money, 6-4 Foundation. Muntazar is 11-1, 12s for Humphrey Bogart, 16-1 for Beast Mode, and the 6th is 20-1. Looks like it should be a bit of a match this, Craig, between Deauville and Foundation. Do you see it that way yourself?
Yeah, it looks pretty much that way, Mark, to be honest. Deauville, a horse really that should relish the extra furlong here in the step-up and trip. He made hard work of his win last time at Leopardstown, but that form was franked on Thursday, as we just spoke about, by Jim Bolger's eye-catching two-year-old. Again, another horse that looks like, you know, he'll improve for a little bit further in time. And it was a good performance by Deauville, but he's got a tough nut to crack here in John Gosden's Foundation. Horse that has caught the eye twice this year. On debut at Haydock, he was absolutely clueless. He missed the kick. He was slowly away. And it was an incredible performance to win the way he did that day. Well on top at the finish. And stepping up into listed company for a horse that was so inexperienced on debut was a big ask, despite only having four rivals to beat on his second start at Haydock. And again, he just oozed class throughout that race, ridden very confidently by Frankie Dettori. He eased clear of Champion City without being asked a serious question. And obviously will find it more difficult coming up against the likes of Deauville on Saturday. But I fancy Foundation to continue his improvement here. Both horses are 2 from 2, and something has to give here. But John Gosden's Foundation would be my pick, Mark.
Foundation for Craig then. In that one, moving on to the second race we look at, this is the 2:35 at Newmarket. It's the Cheveley Park Stakes, a Phillies Group 1 over 6 furlongs, also for the two-year-olds. Bashara is the 9-4 favourite. Illuminate 3-1, 100-30 for Lumiere. Alice Springs is 9-2, 8s for Bear Cheek, and 20-1 or bigger prices for the others. Really looking forward to this, Craig. There's some nice fillies in there.
He is indeed, Mark, and you know the form all ties in really to a certain extent, isn't it? Because Bashara beat Lumiere at York in the Lowther Stakes, and Illuminate beat Bashara at Newmarket in a Group 2 back in July. So there's a lot to go at here. You know, Bashara was impressive when winning the Lowther at York last time, but you know, there's a couple of reasons why I think Mark Johnson's filly can reverse the form. You know, Bashara's had a long season. She's been on the go since May. She's had some tough races. And Lumiere was only having her second start that day. And she was coming off the back of a six-length success and a maiden at Newmarket. And, you know, although she again made the running at York, she's sure to have improved mentally for having that first run in Patton Company. And I think there's an awful lot more to come from Lumiere. And after only having 2 starts this year, comes into it fresh. Illuminate, well, 78 days off, Mark. She's missed the best part of 3 months, and that's a slight cause for concern. She, you know, she has looked very good in her three wins so far, particularly in the last of those contests at Newmarket, when just getting the better of Bishara in a three-way go on that occasion. But Lumiere is the most unexposed of the three here and open to still a fair bit of improvement. There was a lot to like about the York performance. And like I said, I think she'll have learnt a lot mentally for having her first start in Patton Company. So I'm going to go with Mark Johnson's Lumiere to win the Cheveley Park at Newmarket on Saturday.
Lumiere for Craig Glenn in the Cheveley Park. Moving on to the other Group 1 on the card. This is the Middle Park Stakes. It's a Group 1 for two-year-olds over 6 furlongs. The market for this one is headed by Shalar, who's 2-5. 13-2 for Ajaya. Buratino is 8-1. 12-1 for Venturous. And 14-1 are bigger prices for the others. We'll start with Shalar, Craig. Going to be a very short price favourite. Do you think rightly so?
Should be favourite, Mark. No doubt about that. You know, he sets a decent standard here. He's looked apart ever since he's won his maiden at Newmarket. He was well back to make a winning racecourse debut at Newbury in a strong heat. I think we knew that from that day that, you know, he was held in high regard by John Gosden and his camp. And from that maiden victory at Newmarket, he progressed by winning a Group 2 back at the same course and then won the Richmond Stakes at Goodwood. He won on soft ground. In France, he's very versatile regarding conditions, and he's definitely going to take some beating. But should there be such a gap in the market between him at 2-5 and Willie Haggis's Ajaya at 13-2? Ajaya won a very good gym crack. That form has already been franked. Ribchester, who finished second and subsequently been bought by Godolphin, went on to win the Moe Reef Stakes at Newbury last week. Raucus, who was third, finished two places behind Ribchester at Newbury. So I think Willie Haggis's horse at 13-2, Ajaya, has to be the bet here, Mark. You know, I would have this horse much closer in the market, and Ajaya is certainly my pick at the current prices of 13-2.
Ajaya then for Craig in the 3.10, and the big race of the afternoon, the big betting race, is the 3.50. This is the Cambridgeshire Heritage Handicap over a mile and 1 furlong. It's for 3-year-olds and older. We've got a full field of 35 for this year's renewal, and Bronze Angel heads the market, bidding for a third success in the race at 8-1. 10-1 for GM Hopkins and Portage. Third time lucky is also 10s. 14s for Abseil and Earth Drummer. 16-1 for Doncha. And 20-1 or bigger prices for the others. As wide open as you would expect here, Craig. Give us a hand. Who would you side with in the Cambridgeshire?
I've got a pretty confident bet here, Mark. Yeah, despite the numbers. You know, the more the years, what do they say? The bigger the certainty. Is that an old phrase that used to be used?
Bigger the field, bigger the certainty.
Bigger the field, bigger the certainty. That's the word I was looking for. And the horse I like is Sir Michael Stout's Abseil. He hasn't had much racing this year. We've only seen him twice. At York back in May, when finishing third behind Alfred Hutchinson. And then last time at Epsom, he was third behind Grazie on Derby Day. And he shaped with an awful lot of promise that day. You know, I thought he finished his race off with plenty of running left in him. He didn't handle the track all that well. He didn't get a lot of daylight in the closing stages of that race. And he just left the impression there was a very, very big handicap in him. He's drawn in stall 32 here, Mark. And looking back at previous winners, there's no clues to the draw. Previous winners have been drawn low, high. And last year, Bronze Angel was drawn in the middle of the track. So there's absolutely no clues. So we're looking, you know, for where the pace is likely to come. And there's a couple of horses that are drawn in relatively high stalls, which offers even more hope for Ibs Allen. They are Polar Forest, who's drawn in stall 26. And, of course, Mark Johnson's four-year-old, If We Can, is drawn in stall 20. So, you know, I think there's sufficient pace on the, which will be the stand side, to give this Abseil a good lead into the race. And, like I said, I think he's very well handicapped on a mark of 100. He's certainly got the class to win such a race. I think the extra furlong will be very much in his favour. You need a horse that, you know, stays a little bit further than the 9 furlongs, because it's usually run at an end-to-end gallop, and it's a stiff 9 furlongs here, so you need a horse that stays a little bit further. Abseil fits all those trends, ticks all those boxes, and of course Ryan Moore back in the saddle. So a lot of positives for Abseil in this year's Cambridgeshire.
Absolutely, the selection then in the Cambridgeshire for Mr. Craig Forsyth. Let's just have a quick summary as well before you go, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Foundation in the 2 o'clock, the Royal Lodge, and the 2:35, a Lumiere for Mark Johnson, in the 3:10, a Gia for Willie Haggis, and in the 3:50 at Newmarket in the Cambridgeshire, Abseil for Sir Michael Stout and Ryan Moore.
Superb. Thank you very much, Craig. Good luck and enjoy it on Saturday.
Thank you, Mark.
There you go, the thoughts of Craig Forsyth on Saturday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:20 p.m. Stuart Beasley, Rory Delaghi and James Millman will be the team in the studio. It's Cambridgeshire Day at Newmarket. We've also got racing on the flat at Chester, Haydock and Ripon. There's a bit of jumping as well from Market Raisin and evening action at Chelmsford City, so plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Saturday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.